immediately by the epiphanal moment. In this moment, the hero experiences a breakthrough. This breakthrough is almost always internal. The hero changes her attitude. She regroups. She sees her dilemma from a new perspective, one that she had never considered before, or, if she had considered it, had rejected. A point of view that offers either hope or desperation amounting to hope. The narrative now enters Act 3. The hero, fortified by this fresh hope, or desperation, charges full tilt into the climax. Sarah Connor stops running and turns to confront the Terminator. Luke Skywalker boards his X-Wing and flies against the Death Star. Bogey makes the decision to put Ingrid, with her husband Paul, onto the plane to Lisbon, while he himself stays to confront the enemies of freedom. Here's my epiphanal moment, as described in The War of Art. I washed up in New York City a couple of decades ago, making $20 a night driving a cab and running away full-time from doing my work. One night, alone in my $110 a month sublet, I hit bottom in terms of having diverted myself into so many phony channels so many times that I couldn't rationalize it for one more evening. I dragged out my ancient Smith Corona typewriter, dreading the experience as pointless, fruitless, meaningless, not to say the most painful exercise I could think of.